Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox coming in to you live from Ohio. Today is October 20th, 2013. So if you're listening and it's not October 20th, 2013, then it's a pre-recorded program. But if it is, it's today, October 20th, 2013, and we are live here on bbsradio.com. And you have the opportunity to call in and talk to me about your Akashic Records. Now, I know that there might be people listening that have never heard of the Akashic Records, and that's okay. The Akashic Records, if you looked on the website at all, on BBS Radio's website for my program, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what a lot of people think about the Akashic Records as information only about past lives. But the reality is it's so much more than past lives, okay? It's really about, well, first of all, everything is written in the Akashic Records. So what we help you try and do on the program is to help you understand more about what your purpose is, to help you understand more about why things are happening in your life, give you some guidance. The Akashic Records will never tell you specifically what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need to be able to make the appropriate decisions for you. So you can call in and get like a free consultation from me. And that's really the whole purpose of this show is for you to call in and get your questions answered about your life and see what information the Akashic Records have for you. So you can call in if you're in Canada or in the U.S. You can dial toll-free at 888-429-5471. Or if you would like to call in long distance, if you're in another country, the direct line is 530-763-1594. And if you're near a computer and you'd like to email me a question, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And so we will, you know, I can take email questions or I can take the call-in type. I love to have you guys call in because it's your questions and your name that gets us to the right area of the records. The best way to think about the Akashic Records is it's like a divine search engine. So you put in a question, and then that brings up the specific answer. So the more specific the question, the better the answer. And people use the Akashic Records for a variety of different things. They pretty much can be used, or this energy can be used, in every area of your life. And I'm not channeling. I'm telling you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. Nothing enters my body, and I am giving you the information that I know to be true based on what the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones are telling me. Again, my name is Donna Fox, and I've been doing this for 17 years. I've been on the air here with BBS Radio probably for about 6 or 7 years. And it's my life's work. It's what I do. And I am a certified Akashic Records teacher and consultant. And so if you're at all attracted to this work or this energy, email me, and I'm happy to give you information about the classes. We're actually having a workshop, a level one workshop here in Akron, Ohio, next weekend, as a matter of fact, on Saturday and Sunday. I'm teaching people how to access their own Akashic Records. So if that's of interest to you, I have a few more spaces left in the class. I don't do a large class. I do, you know, really somewhere around 10 to 12 people maximum. I like my classes small so I can give individualized attention and help people learn what they need to learn. So again, if you're attracted to that and that makes sense to you and you say, wow, that's something I'd really like to do, well then give me a call. And if you wanted to call me personally, you could dial me at 216-691-1233 and you could get a hold of me personally offline when we're not on the air. But tonight, we would just love to talk to you about whatever is important to you. Last week, I was at the Universal Life Expo in Columbus, Ohio. It's like the oldest expo in Ohio, probably also in the Midwest. It's been around for well over 27 years. And I was a speaker. I also had a booth there. I was doing consultations and met a lot of wonderful people, so I hope I just give a good shout out. And that's one of the reasons that the program was pre-recorded last week is because I was just coming off the road. It was kind of hard after I must have done, it was like 15 or 30. Actually, I think it was 15 consultations, you know, a day. So it was like 30 consultations. So that's a lot of energy. People always ask, what do you charge for a consultation? Well, just so you know, what my rates are they are $45 for 15 minutes, $90 for a half an hour, $135 for an hour, and $189 for an hour and a half. So that should give you your idea of what you can afford. So 15 minutes, it's interesting. You can get a lot of information in 15 minutes as well as a half an hour. But there's something for every budget. So hopefully that'll be something that you'd like to call and talk to me privately. And that's when you would call that 216-691-1233 number and schedule an actual consultation. And yes, you can schedule a 15-minute consultation with me. That's just fine. And be happy to work with you anytime. So that's kind of what we're talking about. Today, what we were talking about at the expo is healing your relationship with money. Now, I know that we've talked about that a little bit before. There's actually a workshop coming up in December where we're going to spend 2 days on prosperity, abundance, and healing your relationship with money. But what the talk in Columbus was about is the global consciousness of money. Now, we were talked a little bit about that, I think, a few weeks ago. But the global consciousness of money, what came forward and what's coming forward again, has everything to do with our mindset on the ability to receive. Now, what we have found, what I'm receiving from the Akashic Records now, is that human beings are not taught to receive early in life, and we need to learn how to shift that and learn how to really receive all that the universe has to give us, and that's going to be really important. The other thing is that when we're talking about the consciousness of abundance, we want to talk about the different things that we hear in our heads when we hear somebody like won the lottery or feels or is wealthy, and we know they're wealthy. And many times we want to say, why them and not me, and all sorts of things. And the reality is that when you do that, you kind of actually pull yourself away from dollars. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to bring forth a more of a blessing and a gratefulness when you hear people that have, let's say, won the lottery. It's about really blessing them with the good sense of how to use that money, and hopefully they will be able to not lose it. You know, many times they've done a study that people who win a lot of money with the lottery, usually it's gone within 2 to 3 years. And one of the reasons for that is because people don't know how to handle it, and they are also afraid of money. And so what happens is they spend it all because they're afraid of it, and it's almost like they just want to get rid of it so they don't have to deal with it anymore. And so they squander it rather than using it for in a grateful way. So if you really want to start making dollars, if you really want to change your, let's say, consciousness with money, one of the first things that really needs to happen is you have to move deep into gratefulness, and you have to begin to start receiving. And well, that's really hard for us, you know. It's hard for people to receive, whether it's compliments or help or even asking for help when we need it. It's really important that we start looking at times that we can ask for help when it's being offered. And what the records are saying is always accept help when it's offered. The reason for that is you're allowing someone else to feel good about what they're doing, and it's also helping you. So, you know, if somebody offers to help you, they're not only trying to help you, but they want to feel good about themselves. So saying no sometimes makes people feel bad, and what we want to do is uplift everybody in our circle, in our knowingness. And by uplifting them, we also uplift ourselves. So the idea of allowing somebody to help you is you're doing what a blessing for that person. And it's important to consider it that way. Not only is someone blessing you, but you're also blessing them by accepting their help. And when you start looking at it that way, all of a sudden your whole attitude changes about receiving. That when you move into a space of receiving, you're actually helping people feel good about themselves. And that's important. It's an important thing to do. It's an important thing to understand. And it's all about receiving that which you are entitled to. You know, so many times people say, well, I don't want to be selfish, and I don't want people to think I'm selfish. Well, where did you get that from? You got that from, you know, your mom or your dad or church or something like that, that said that wanting things for yourself is being selfish. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not about being selfish. It's about outlining and being clear in your mind and your heart about what you want in your life. And it's really about moving forward to be able to create the life that you want based on your wants and your desires and your needs. But there's nothing wrong with visioning a beautiful, abundant, affluent life. That's what it's all about. And so we want to share with you that whether you're working in the holistic community, whether you're a healer or an energy worker or a psychic or a Reiki person or whatever, okay, there's an old adage that says that if it's spiritual, it shouldn't cost money. Well, you know, that's crazy. I mean, doctors charge you for their time, and, you know, teachers get paid to teach, and everybody out there has a vocation, and they are paid to do their job. If working in the holistic community or working in healing or working in the energy or whatever is your job, is that your career, that's what your purpose is, then you have every right to be paid for it. That's your time. That's the way you make your living. And so adopting an attitude of lack or guilt because you're taking money is something that belief system needs to change. It needs to shift because you're entitled to receiving. You're entitled to receive all the abundance of the universe. And you have to really be open to that. You know, so many times you'll say, well, you know, people, you know, she's really a good healer, and it's not all about the money with her. Well, why not? Why can't it be about the money and about the healing, or about the healing and about the money? You know, one of the things that I love about Noah St. John is he's got this little book. It's called The Blue Book of Affirmations. And there's an affirmation there that says, how do I know that I will be deeply spiritual and wildly wealthy at the same time? Or why do I know that I am deeply spiritual and wildly wealthy? I mean, I think that's a great statement. And so the idea here is, nowhere is it written that says that you cannot be successful in a business that helps people, that serves people, and that you are able to make money with it. I mean, you don't see the athletes running around feeling guilty because they're getting a lot of money. You don't see real estate people walking around saying, oh, no, don't give me my commission. I'm doing this out of love. I mean, you don't see, like I said, doctors or lawyers saying, no, I don't want your money, because they have gone to school and they have learned and they have done all these wonderful things to make their life better with their education. The same way you do, if you are gifted energetically for healing, then you've been gifted. You've been gifted, and it's up to you to be able to honor your Creator, honor the divine for giving you that wonderful gift. Because when you deny it, it's like slapping God in the face. No, I don't need that. But, you know, well, it's not about need. It's about desire, and it's also about receiving. I mean, realistically, I've actually had people say to me, well, if I win the lottery, I'd probably give more than half of it away. Why? There's nothing wrong with being philanthropic. Certainly we want to be philanthropic. But the reality is that if you keep the money, you can grow the money to be able to give more money away. So it's really important that you consider and take a look at the belief systems you have about why it's okay or it's not okay to have money. So if you'd like to talk about that, I'm here, and you can certainly call in and have a chat about that. You can call toll-free if you're in the United States or Canada at 888-429-5471. Or if you want to dial direct, our country code is 011, and it's 530-763-1594, whichever works for you. I'd love to hear your opinions. I'd love to hear your questions. We're here to serve. We're here to help you. After all, this is a program that I pay for this time. And I pay for this time because I want to be of service. If you would like to partake in that service, okay, and you don't want to ask a question, but you'd like to donate to the program to make sure it stays on the air, well, you can go ahead and go to PayPal, and you can go ahead and send money with my email address of info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at AkashicWisdom.com. And you can use your PayPal account and send money through that. That would be wonderful. And if you don't know how to do that, all you have to do is call me. I'll walk you right through it. But all donations are really appreciated. At the same time, if you'd like to try a consultation, a 15-minute consultation, I'd love to be able to do that for you as well. The Akashic Records can change your life. They can shift your focus, and they can shift the way you receive things and perceive things. They can heal relationships, because you can ask the question, how can I best work with, and you say the name of the person that you'd like to heal the relationship, or how can I heal the relationship with, and you fill in the name. Of course, they don't guarantee that you're going to heal the relationship. All you can do is change you. And if the person you're dealing with is willing to see you in a different light, then the relationship will heal. But for sure, what will happen is your relationship with yourself will heal. And that's what it's all about. It's healing our relationships
with ourselves, whether it's a relationship with money, whether it's a relationship with a human being, whatever it is, you can and truly heal yourself of your anger. And I've got to tell you, folks, that if you're holding some anger that you haven't let go, that's one way to really stop your flow of dollars. Anger, frustration, sadness, feeling of entitlement. Well, I did this, so I should get that. That kind of thing. That's not the way you. Those aren't the mindsets that you want to use to move into your greatness to receive the dollars. And it's not that you don't have something to be resentful about or angry about, but the time now is to let that go. You cannot do anything about the past. You can make sure it doesn't happen in the future. But you certainly can't do anything about the past. The only thing you can do is let it go. Allow yourself the time, the energy, to release that which no longer serves you. At the same time, you want to begin to forgive yourself for allowing it to happen. You see, truly, even, I know that there are people out there, I'm sure, that were abused as a child, and they say, I didn't allow that to happen. I didn't have a choice. I know that. But it's time for you to stop beating yourself up, thinking you did have a choice. You didn't do anything wrong. And it's time for you to stop feeling guilty about it. So think about those things. Again, our numbers here are 888-429-5471. Or you can call direct at 530-763-1594. Okay. We have a comment about the lottery saying if they won the lottery, they would be giving half of it away to the government. Absolutely. When you win the lottery, you have to figure 50% of that money is going to the government. And hopefully if we get enough lottery winners, we won't have a government shutdown again. Wasn't that a bunch of junk? Anyway, don't get me started on that one. A friend of mine came up with, we have the idea that if the Congress wants to shut down the government, they need to not be paid the same way all the other employees are not paid. They want to shut the government down, then they don't get paid either until the government comes back up again. And if they had to go through that, how would they like it and see how that would fly? But, yes, you're absolutely right, Debbie. The government, they'd be giving half of it away to the government for taxes. Hopefully that would help some people. I mean, there were so many people that were hurt by the government shutdown. So many people that were under such stress. I know some elderly folks, senior citizens, that were so worried because they lost their money when the stock market crashed, and they're living on Social Security. And the idea that they wouldn't get their Social Security was so stressful for them. It caused illness, that they were afraid that they wouldn't have enough money to pay their rent or to pay their bills. And they're already on, minimal income to begin with, and they were just totally petrified. And for nothing. Just for nothing. Anyway, so also want to mention that if in case you are in a position to need health care and you are planning on signing up, I wouldn't wait if I were you. I'd sign up as soon as possible because you never know what's going to glitch out again. That was another funny, ridiculous thing too, huh? But we have to take responsibility for our lives. That's why we want to really move into the idea of of setting a plan for ourselves of what we truly want, to be able to move into a real important place in our life about receiving and feeling grateful. I mean, it's about really starting the day every day with literally putting your arms up and saying to the universe, I am ready to receive my financial miracle. I am ready to receive the financial abundance of the universe. I mean, and you have to put your hands up and open, you know, like you're receiving. And just picture yourself with just money just falling down all over you. So it's a beautiful, whatever vision makes you happy. Some people like to see stacks of money all around them. Some other people like to see it raining money. Some people like to create their money honey. There's a young lady out there that is a kind of money coach, and she says to create your money honey, so that you can journal and ask your money honey to bring you special things. But there are many, many different ways to create your attitude towards receiving. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is all about receiving. And it's also about giving. But you can't give until you get. So you have to receive it first. You know, I see a homeless person on the street, you know, and they're asking for money. I give them a pair of socks. Because I go to some of the discount stores when they have socks on sale, and my feeling is it's going to be coming really cold here in Ohio, and I'm going to give them a pair of socks. I'll give them a pair of gloves. These are things that I know they're going to need, and I feel like I'm contributing to their well-being. There have been many times where I have come out of a restaurant and you take that box of food that you couldn't eat. Well, rather than taking it home or giving it away, if there's a homeless person on the street and there, I'll give them the leftovers. Not because I want to give them leftovers, but because I want them to eat something. You know, I've also been known to actually going and giving people, instead of dollars, you know, giving them a sandwich or a gift certificate to McDonald's or Burger King or something like that. So, absolutely. This way we're helping them with their lives. We're not just giving them dollars, okay? And we got another email saying that she agrees with me about Congress not getting paid, and they should also have to sign up for Obamacare and get the same kind of retirement plan as everyone else. That's for sure. You know, it only makes sense. If you're going to represent the American people, then you need to be like the American people. And no elitist stuff either. But getting back to receiving and giving, it's really all about helping you learn more about you and what you're comfortable with. Because there's many people out there that are uncomfortable with taking compliments or receiving help, etc. So it's be willing to look at yourself and see what you need. What do you need? But remember, if you want something let's say at one level you want something and you're visualizing, but at another level, if you believe you're never going to get it, it cancels it out. So be careful about when you start visioning things, be careful about that little critical voice inside of you that tells you you'll never get it. At that point, you want to wrap up that critical voice, put them on a very, very high shelf, and tie them to a balloon, a helium balloon that'll take them right back to transcend. And what you want to do is you want to say, thank you for your information. I no longer need your opinion. You have to become aware of who's talking to you in your head. Who is talking to you in your head? Whose voice do you hear? That tells you you can't be who you truly want to be. And realize, and we said this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, realize they're just, it's just their opinion. It has nothing to do with truth. Well, it's 11:30 here in Ohio, and I'm going to put the phone number out one more time, and I'll wait for a call for a few more minutes, and if you don't want to call in, that's just fine with me. I do love it when you call and ask questions, though. And again, phone number here is 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. And I'm here to answer your questions and to engage in conversation with you. And it's all for you, my friends. That's what it's all about. So do take this time to think about what it is you really want in your life. We've said this more than once. We always are talking to you about what you truly want, you know, out of your life. So what are you actually doing for yourself that's going to make you feel good about you? Once you figure it out, you'll be able to make your plan. And when you make your plan, start at the end result and work backwards. Absolutely. And the Akashic Records can also help you with a plan. Let's say you need a business plan or a life plan, or you're trying to do a project and you want some more insight as to what you need to do to become more successful. Can absolutely help you with that too. So, well, hello there. We've got a caller. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm going to go. Thought I'd call in.
Great. Who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry. This is Barry in Tucson.
Hi, Barry in Tucson. How can we help you today?
I'm hoping you'd comment as to whether or not the Akashic Records are perceived as a book that's actually read, or how does that work?
Oh, that's a great question. So you want to know, are the Akashic Records perceived as a book? Well,
yes.
That's not the way I perceive them. That's not what happens when I access them. Sometimes people, when they will drop into the records and they'll see a book, or they'll have a dream about a book being taken off the shelf and they'll try to read it and the pages will be blank, because that's the way the human mind feels comfortable. I access the Akashic Records through a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So when I'm actually, quote-unquote, reading the records, what I'm actually doing is I would take your current legal, first and last legal name, and your question, and that energetically would go to the right area of the records, and then the information would then be transmitted back to me. So I would tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. So I'm not necessarily reading from any book. I'm hearing what the masters, teachers, and loved ones and lords of the Akasha are telling me in answer to your question. And many times, Barry, I won't even know what I'm talking about because it's your information, and they won't show me a picture. They'll just give me words. And so, and then you can ask other questions, and it's very much like a dialogue. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. So when they're accessible to you or revealed to you, is that how that works? And it's a verbal channel.
Well, yeah. I don't consider myself a channel, but they'll either show me pictures, and I'll describe the pictures to my client, or I will hear and I'll tell the person exactly what I'm hearing, or sometimes I'll get a feeling, and I'll describe the feeling to the person. And because it's like the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones meet us exactly where we at, so they no more, no less. So basically what happens is the information comes to you based on what you need to know at the time. And it's really not about futures so much as it is about the present, the here and now, and about what's really, like, why certain things have happened in your life to help you get more guidance, help you get more clarity about your next steps, giving you options of probabilities or possibilities, things like that.
That's right. Thank you for the explanation. That's completely understandable how you presented. So do you sense a shift in feeling that verifies or validates your ability to be in a place that you can
connect,
drive to people, right?
Well, yeah, when I say the prayer, when I actually say the specific prayer, I can actually feel a shift in the energy, yes. It's interesting because my eyes will get soft. So, for example, I'm reading the prayer, and so I read it out loud, and then I say something silently, and as I'm saying the thing silently, it's almost like I'm going down a staircase. It's a sensation. It's not like I feel like I'm moving, but it's a sensation of going deeper into consciousness and expanding, and my eyes actually will get soft. What I mean by that, so I always read the prayer because that's the way I've been taught and that's the way I teach, because each word of the prayer is a vibrational key. It's like a combination lock. And as I'm saying the prayer, I can actually feel, and my eyes will get soft. What I mean by that is that they'll get fuzzy. So the print on the paper will get fuzzy. And there's different ways that people understand that they're connected to the energy. Some people will feel a tingling in their head. Some people will feel an opening of their crown chakra. Other people will feel an expansion of their heart. Someone else will take a nice deep breath in the middle of saying the prayer. They'll just get caught up with that. And they'll feel the shift. So it's a little different with each person. But that's one of the things that in the workshop that I teach that actually, you know, we go over going in and out of the prayer often, so people can understand what their tell is, what their telling signs are. You know, of feeling connected. I'm sorry, what?
That's wonderful. That provides their confirmation, and there's no doubt as they proceed subsequent to that.
Absolutely, and so during the workshop, it can be actually it's different with every level one or every other workshop because the group is different. So sometimes the Akashic Records masters, teachers, and loved ones will come up with a process, or they'll come up with questions for the group, and then during the workshop, the way the question is asked is very important. So a person asking a yes or no question will really not get a lot of information. They'll get a yes or no answer. And as I said, the masters, teachers, and loved ones meet you where you are. So what happens is that I actually go through questions with the group of people, helping them understand the most optimum way of phrasing a question so they get the answer that will best serve them. I mean, in other words, like I don't tell them the answer, what it is. It's all in the questions. Many times I've been told that we have all the answers within us. It's the questions that trip us up.
Yeah.
That's why it takes 2 days to learn. It's not just about learning a prayer. It's about learning how to use that prayer in every area of your life, so, or that energy, if you will, because we talk about creativity and expanding creativity. We talk about expanding whatever a person's vocation is and how to work, use it with their various vocation. How to work on self-forgiveness, how to work on healing relationships, and all these things are covered in a level one workshop. That's why, you know, but it's not about necessarily reading a book. I've never really experienced reading a book.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
You've really explained it in an excellent way. I was obviously totally ignorant. Thank you. So it's really just that you assist people in finding new ways to perceive, a more inclusive way of perceiving, I'd imagine. And that's very positive. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But again, we're not telling the future. And it's really about teaching people how to expand their heart energy and expand their consciousness.
Of course.
And that's what it does. Yeah.
Yep.
Are you a first-time
listener?
Okay,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Pardon me?
Are you a first-time? I said, are you a first-time
listener?
Yeah,
I am, actually. It's just kind of, yes, I am. Thank you. And I'll continue to listen. It's weekly?
That's great. Well, yeah, every Sunday night. Just curious, do you have a question about your life that you would like more insight into?
If you have a minute, sure.
Absolutely.
I imagine what's most pressing is whether or not to spend time closing out this cycle or to pursue a new cycle, so to speak.
You're talking about career, aren't you?
No, I'm done with the career. So I'm at that juncture as to whether or not I wanted to start something radically new. Not necessarily radical, but something that would be along a different...
dynamic?
Yeah, well, you know, different experience as opposed
right.
to closing out what's been dealt with me here, which really isn't necessarily demanding of my attention. It's just kind of I'm in a rut of being accessible.
Well, you're in a rut of being too accessible to people?
In these circumstances, right. You know, just family-wise and things like that.
Right.
So I'm interested in doing something more selfish, I'd imagine.
Well, good. That's important.
Here's
the picture they're showing me. They're showing me you taking the opportunity to move or to go on a retreat, a spiritual retreat. You could create your own. For example, there's a place called Mount Madonna in California where you can create your own retreat so that you just take meals, but you do your own meditations and your own walking or your own journaling, and it's quite lovely there. You don't have to go there. That was just a suggestion, because what I'm being shown, actually, is you moving into a retreat for you to move deeper into yourself, because there's deep wisdom you have to share. And it's interesting because part of the wisdom has to do with you releasing your own frustration by journaling. And another part of this has to do with you actually journaling about the family dynamics you've just been through. And then the other thing is that there are some important health information that you have that needs to be written down so that you're able to communicate that to humanity. Does any of this make sense to you?
Yeah, entirely.
Okay.
Excellent.
And so what's happening
there? It's surprisingly accurate and provides the lack of information I provided. It makes a lot of sense, actually.
Right, and so it's really going to be important for you to take the time that you need. What I'm hearing is that they're using the word frugal, but it's not really frugal so much as it is mindful. What they're saying is that you operate in a very mindful way in every area of your life, but the mindfulness has been in service to others rather than in service to yourself.
No, what you're saying, it does make a lot of sense. What I've been entertaining is an opportunity to close out this life, so to speak. All the experiences that just lead to other experiences and face what it is to move on.
But you need to stay on the planet, though, Barry.
That's the frugality part. What's that?
You need to stay on the planet to do this.
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
Oh, okay.
I've lived in that dynamic, you know, my whole life.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. Right. You know, the be of this world, you know, be in this world, not of this world type of...
Right. That's what they're saying. It's almost... So what connection do you have with monks? Either
None.
Tibetan monks or I'm hearing Tibetan monks. What connection do you have with them?
None, except perhaps an interest in their philosophy.
So that's what they're showing me. It's almost like allowing yourself to move into a solitude that allows you to understand the sacred dynamic that some of these monks have of their philosophy. And for you to really move into that a peacefulness there.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that looks or works for you. In other words, like I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's it makes a lot of sense to me. That's very
okay.
It would express that. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you listened, and please listen some more. And again, I love
that's
the phone calls, and you can email me anytime you want. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good night.
You have a good evening. Good night. Bye-bye. And so for those folks who are trying to understand, we so appreciate Barry calling in because he gave us an opportunity to be able to explain possibly more about the process than we had ever really shared, you know. And so the idea here is that you as listeners have a wonderful opportunity to move into your own solitude. I mean, the idea of, you know, we're coming up to, you know, like we're here in October, we're coming into November. Soon it'll be December, and we have another brand new year. So take these days as we wind down the calendar and really decide how you want your life to look and feel. And it's really about how do you want your life to feel. First, imagine the feelings. First, put a plan together for how you want your life to feel. Do you need more freedom? Do you need less
responsibility, or do you need more time for yourself? Do you need to be more busy? Do you need to bring that dream out of the closet, you know, dust it off and take a look at maybe this is the time that you can start working on that dream again that you had to put aside. But start making your plans of how you want your life to feel. And once you get real clear about how you want your life to feel, allow yourself to move in to the realm of seeing what it would look like. You first have to go to the feelings, and then you can imagine what it would look like. The reason the feelings are important is because many times we might imagine things one way, and yet we may be introduced to something that will give us that exact feeling we were identifying with, and it would look totally different, but yet we'll know that that's the right path based on the feelings. And so it's so important for you to really move in to your feelings. And how does it feel for you? What does it feel like? What do you want it to feel like? And it's that feeling that will help you truly magnetize that lifestyle that you want or that manifestation that you want by feeling it first and then allowing the vision to come forward. So, for example, you can ask yourself, move into a quiet time, move into a space of peace, and ask yourself, what would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? This is a question that we actually go through when we're with our records open so that we can work with the feelings and then allow the vision through the records. But give it a shot even if you don't have your records open. But if there's anybody listening out there that works in their Akashic records, open your records and ask that. What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? Once you get a real clear sense of it, write it down. It feels like, and be as detailed as possible about your feelings so you can capture it and have it documented. Once you document your feelings, sit back and allow yourself to be shown what it would look like. And again, this is not about imagining what it would feel like to do what you quote-unquote should do. It's got nothing to do with shoulds. And it's got everything to do with feeling fulfilled, feeling joy, feeling love, feeling purpose. What would it feel like to work in my right livelihood? And so that's your homework for the week, folks. Next week, we'll be back on track. If there's anybody that would like to come to the Akron, Ohio workshop for Akashic Records Level 1, please give me a call offline at 216-691-1233 or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and let me know. Or if you'd like more information, I can certainly email you information about the workshop and all that you'll receive and the prices, etc. Let me know what you want. And there are hotels really close to me, and we can make sure to get you from one place to another easily enough. So, what would you like your life to feel? What would you like that to feel like? And so it's now 11:54 here in Ohio, and today is still October 20th, 2013. And again, my name is Donna Fox, and I would love to entertain any questions you might have. Next week we'll be on the show at 11 o'clock Eastern, and we will be talking and taking questions. But again, my email address is info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com, just like the show. My personal phone number is 216-691-1233. Okay. And I know that Debbie sent me an email question, and we're going to have to cover that. I'm sorry it didn't come forward until just now. And but we will have to cover your question, Debbie, next week. And that's an interesting question, and so we will talk about it next week. But for right now, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that everyone listening, either live or listening to an archive, may your hearts be opened, your burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody, and have a miracle-filled week. Bye-bye.